morning, and we're going to be talking about a young lady named Michelle Holmes, who had a horrible accident recently. And Melissa Crick is in the studio with us, and Willie Davidson. And first of all, Melissa, tell me a little bit about what happened to Michelle and what her situation is right now.
Michelle went down to Bodega Bay with some family friends, and they were hiking on some of the massive boulders down there. Mm-hmm. And she took a pretty nasty fall about 15 feet off a larger boulder into a crevice in between two smaller boulders.
Oh.
She was able to pull herself out of there and walk about 30 feet before she collapsed, which is a miracle because they wouldn't have found her where she was, the tide coming in and everything.
And when you describe her injuries, you're going to you'll be amazed that this little girl was able to do this.
Absolutely. She actually had, her skull was so fractured that they had to put in 3 steel plates to build it back up. She had 4 crushed vertebrae in her back, 2 broken ribs and a broken arm, and various other cuts, scrapes, bruises, what have you.
And yet she was able to get out of there to a point where people could find her. Now the recovery phase is going on, and this
Absolutely.
Is what this fundraiser is all about. Is there a prognosis yet for her?
No, at this point, it's pretty much unknown. It's a wait-and-see kind of thing. The doctors don't know what is really going on with her. They've done, of course, the initial emergency surgery to put the plates in her skull. They did emergency back surgery, but she still has some pressure on the spinal cord. She's in a full-body brace with a halo, mm-hmm. which is protecting her spine and neck and all of that. So right now, we're just kind of wait to see what happens with her.
What are her spirits? I mean, obviously, you've had a chance to talk with her and her family.
Yeah, she's, you know, your average 11-year-old girl. She's up around painting her fingernails, fixing her hair, having fun. They say she's in tons and tons of pain, but she's just doing it, living her life.
That's amazing. Okay, now, Willie, this fundraiser, we're talking about a dodgeball tournament, which I think is a cool idea.
Yeah, we all got a little dodgeball in us, right? From
yes.
the old grammar school days.
Yes,
everybody
definitely.
Digs that. You know, but, you know, it's actually, you know, really exciting. You know, me and my rich softball homies and family up there in P-Town, we've been doing this stuff for a while, fundraising for the last 10 years. But, you know, the dodgeball, we play a lot of softball, but it's so exciting. It's quick. It's action. It's bang, bang, bang. Seeing people get wiped out. It's a whole lot of fun. But, you know.
Never know when Vince might show up, do you?
Yeah, you never know. We might want to exit him out the side door.
Yeah, exactly. So now this fundraiser, when is this dodgeball tournament happening? What's going on?
Absolutely. Sunday, February 26th, at the Paradise Intermediate Gym right there next to the Duck Pond. We're going to start around 10 a.m. and register teams. I have teams registered, but at this point, if you're an individual or a single or a team of 6, you guys can show up that morning, and I will definitely make sure you get a chance to play. We want all comers to come. We're starting at 10 a.m., and we don't care how long it takes. I got a question mark for when it ends, and we will be out there as long as it takes to get the money raised that we can.
I mean, and all the money raised goes toward medical expenses. Well, not so much medical expenses, but some of the other ancillary expenses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the everyday living expenses, just getting the family back and forth from down there and what they need in between, and the other children in the home as well.
Okay. Now, you've had a lot of folks. First of all, if you have a team that wants to get in, or a bunch of individuals who want to get in on this dodgeball tournament for the fundraiser for Michelle, how do they do that?
You know, at this point, if they don't want to show up the day before and they want to get in contact with myself, they can call me. My home phone number is 877-3290.
Okay.
Any questions, any comments, you just want to throw $20 our way, just let me know. You know, I'll make sure it gets to her.
All right, fantastic. Now, you've already, speaking of money, you've already had a bunch of people who have come through big time for you, right?
Yeah, there have been. Frito-Lay donated a bunch of bags of chips for us to sell at the barbecue, because we are going to have food there for everybody who don't want to just play the sports.
And
we've had Jumping Jacks in Chico Party Supplies. They donated a full-size bounce house for the event. It's got a rock climbing wall, the huge slide. Postnet Printing in Paradise, they did all of our colored flyers, so thank you guys for that. We've got Chase Bank in Paradise. Amy Smith there put together an employee dodgeball team and a bake sale, so you rock, Amy. We've had Dr. Duncan Entertainment. Larry Oakey, a local DJ, is going to show up. There will be music, so...
So you can sing to the dodgeball tournament,
absolutely.
Right?
If need be.
Yeah,
yes.
So we're going to have tons and tons of smiling faces, great entertainment, even better barbecue. So really, whether you just want to have a good time, donate, or play dodgeball, just show up. It's guaranteed fun, and for the kids and adults alike.
And it's for a great cause, Michelle Holmes helping her family kind of get through this absolute disaster.
And Michelle's actually going to be there. She's going to show up, which is amazing. We weren't sure pending the last back surgery, but there's some talk that she'll either toss or kick the first ball.
Boy, I would love to see that. That would be so encouraging
She's
for everybody.
She's dead set, so it's going to be exciting.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. It is the fundraiser for Michelle Holmes' big dodgeball tournament and barbecue at the Paradise Intermediate Gym starting at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.